Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the mental labyrinth we call life. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that feels like an ever-present struggle for many of us. Executive dysfunction. Ever feel like your brain is playing a game of hide and seek with focus, motivation, and just plain getting things done? You know that feeling when you have a million tasks swirling in your head, but actually starting anything feels like climbing Mount Everest? Yeah, we've all been there. But hold up, before you spiral into self-doubt, because let's be real, that's the easiest trap to fall into, remember this. Executive dysfunction isn't a character flaw. It's a common challenge often linked to conditions like ADHD or anxiety. And just like any other skill, it can be tackled head-on with the right tools. That's where cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, comes in. Our mental superhero for conquering executive dysfunction. Now, before you start picturing therapists wielding shrink rays and hypnotizing us into productivity, let me assure you. CBT is all about practical strategies, actionable steps, and reframing your thinking patterns. Think of it as a mental gym where you're building resilience, boosting self-awareness, and developing those executive function muscles. Here are 5 key takeaways from this week's episode to help you level up your game. 1. Identify your executive function kryptonite. We all have different weaknesses when it comes to executive dysfunction, procrastination, impulsivity, task initiation, planning, you name it. Recognizing yours is the first step to crafting personalized strategies that actually work. So, take a moment to reflect. What specific tasks or situations consistently trip you up? 2. Break it down like you mean it. Remember that epic mountain we talked about earlier? Turns out, conquering it one boulder at a time is way less daunting. CBT encourages us to break down overwhelming tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. Suddenly, that monstrous project feels like a series of achievable goals. Celebrate those mini victories along the way. They fuel your momentum and keep you motivated. 3. Embrace the power of just start. We've all heard this advice before, but let's unpack it. Sometimes the hardest part isn't the task itself, it's overcoming that initial inertia. CBT suggests starting with a ridiculously small action, even just 2 minutes of focused work, and building from there. Once you get that ball rolling, momentum often takes over. 4. Master the art of distraction busting. Our world is a constant barrage of notifications, emails, and social media temptations. CBT equips us with strategies to minimize distractions and create focused work environments. It's all about setting boundaries, silencing those pesky pings, and reclaiming control over your attention. 5. Be kind to your inner critic. This one is crucial. Executive dysfunction can trigger a nasty inner critic that whispers doubts and reinforces negative self-talk. CBT teaches us to challenge those thoughts, replace them with positive affirmations, and practice self-compassion. Remember, you're human. Progress isn't always linear, and setbacks are part of the journey. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, who reached out because she was feeling completely overwhelmed by her workload. She procrastinated on everything, started tasks but rarely finished them, and constantly felt like she was drowning into doze. After incorporating CBT techniques, breaking down projects, setting timers, minimizing distractions, and practicing self-compassion, Sarah noticed a remarkable shift. She started tackling tasks with more focus, feeling less overwhelmed, and celebrating her accomplishments along the way. And there you have it, CBT isn't just a theory. It's a powerful toolbox for conquering executive dysfunction and reclaiming your productivity. So, remember those key takeaways. Identify your weaknesses, break things down, start small, minimize distractions, and be kind to yourself. Now go forth and conquer those tasks, one step at a time. This week's episode is all about taking charge of your mental landscape and equipping yourself with the tools for success. Remember, you're not alone in this journey, and every small step counts towards building a more focused, productive, and fulfilling life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join our conversation on social media. Let's keep the momentum going. See you in the next episode, where we'll continue exploring the fascinating world of mental well-being.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.